Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Yet another veteran university president plans to step down. Today, Boston University's Robert Brown announced he'll leave the post at the end of the academic year. He joins presidents of Tufts, MIT, Harvard, Dartmouth, Worcester Polytech, and Emmanuel, who also plan to leave. Brown will have served 18 years as BU's president. He still has 2 years to go on his contract. So why leave now?
I've done it for a while, and there naturally comes a time when those transitions should happen. And secondly, a university has a natural rhythm to it in terms of where you are in what I would say the strategic planning for the university, where you are in things like capital campaigns. And coming out of COVID, I can say we're out. You know, the university is incredibly strong, has great momentum. And it just felt to me, and in consultation with my wife, Beverly, that this is really the right time to make that transition.
And 18 years, you're in your 18th year right now, is quite a long time for a college or university president. But you mentioned COVID. Just dip into that period over the last 2.5 years during COVID. What was the most difficult thing that you had to deal with?
Well, the most complicated thing about the pandemic was making decisions that affected our student body, faculty, and staff on timescales at speeds that are just not typical for an institution. We had to make decisions about first sending everyone home, how we would do remote learning, and then the big decisions about opening the campus back up and all of the COVID protocols that we put in place to make that possible. Those decisions were incredibly difficult and intense and made very quickly for an academic institution.
Yeah, you had to be very flexible. And it seemed to me, tell me if you think this is a fair characterization, that you kind of let students lead the way. If students were saying we're not ready to go back, then you arrange for hybrid. Well, the school itself arranged for hybrid learning or for remote learning. If students said they're ready to come back, then that meant faculty had to be back in the classroom. And a lot of faculty didn't appreciate that and didn't feel safe about it. Do you see it that way?
Well, the whole set of decisions around remote versus in-person learning and reopening the university were highly controversial. There were, students, faculty, and staff on both sides of that line. You know, the interesting thing, I think, is that when you look back at the way we handled it and giving people originally options, giving the options to the students who are the people who we're here for, we're going to look back and say those were the right decisions to make, although they were very difficult.
You have many successes during your tenure. We just talked about some of the controversy around the pandemic and in-person teaching. In terms of money matters, you've quadrupled the endowment. You've got more research dollars. You've made an impact on the Boston skyline for those people who are wondering what that big building is under construction around Kenmore Square that looks like it's a stack of books that just may tip over, but you hope not. It's the Center for Computing and Data Sciences. What is it about your tenure that you are the most proud of?
Well, I think what I'm most proud of is kind of an abstract answer. Today, Boston University is a very confident leading research university. It's confident in its graduate and undergraduate programs and the kind of students we attract. It's confident in our ability to attract leading faculty to the university. There's a confidence in the institution. All of these other things, like a building on the skyline, the building of the testing laboratory during COVID, those are examples of that confidence. But the confidence itself is what will have the long-lasting impact.
And you yourself are going back to the classroom.
That's my hope.
I mean, not to study, but to teach.
To teach.
Yeah. And yeah, you're going to be teaching
In the College of Engineering. And what exactly I'll be teaching hasn't been determined yet.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm scared. I haven't done that. I used to teach, and I thought taught well, in my time before being provost at MIT. And I'm looking forward to it, but it's, I have not been in the classroom with this generation of students, which I'm sure is going to be an interesting experience.
Robert Brown, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Robert Brown will step down after his 18th year as president of Boston University. Boston University owns WBUR's broadcast license. WBUR is editorially independent.